And we are back. That was the Folk B Wink Trio with Cathode Ray. Prior to that, we had Gifts of Guilt, Kingston's Own, featuring CFRC's own The Weave, Adam Weaver, with Wouldn't You Like to Know. We had Concrete from Pup, of course, a radio-friendly version. We heard a new release, Radar, from Rogue Rising. Always fun to say multiple R's back to back to back to back to back to back with If This Is the End. We also did a great release, Radar Reel, on that track just a week or so back. Really dig that one. Love the aesthetic that they've got going on as well. We had Suki Waterhouse with Big Love. We had The Beaches, Last Girls at the Party, and we kicked it all off with Lord and Shapeshifter, which sounds very un-Lord-like, and this is not shade to Lord, but I love that. I love that she is willing to take new chances and step out of the comfort zone. And that segues us actually quite comfortably into a recurring segment we've had going on for realistically the majority of the summer. Still unnamed. I do so much branding everywhere else, I don't really want to do a great deal of branding here with this segment, but we've been going through REM's discography album by album, choosing a couple tracks, talking about what they mean and the overall significance of the album release itself, and we've gotten to what many fans, maybe myself included, feel is the band's last great release. I'll argue that a little bit in a couple weeks when we get to some of the late 2000s stuff, but generally speaking, the consensus about this album, New Adventures in Hi-Fi, is that it's the band's last real successful swing at something a little new. Trust me, it's not the band's last attempt at something new. No, we've got a lot of new, let's say, identities for REM coming up in the next couple weeks, actually. But I think it's the last time they integrated that new style and new approach into their existing oeuvre, if I may be just a little bit pretentious with you for a moment. And this album, New Adventures in Hi-Fi, is the first that the band recorded without the presence of original member Bill Berry, who had a very scary medical incident during the Massive Monster tour in 1994-95. He had a brain aneurysm that he thankfully survived, but really scary moment for the band, and as they noted in the making of this album, it gave them a great deal of perspective, and they refer to it as being like a very grateful feeling, grateful that they were alive, that they were together, and they wanted to make an album that kind of celebrated the band as it was known, and also kind of create this new era. You know, the first step on what they hoped was a new, long, fulfilling journey with life after the integral, important, crucial member, Bill Berry, retired for, understandably, health reasons. So the departure of Berry necessitated a change in sonic direction for the band, but they also switched up some of their writing and recording processes. This is an album that was written on the road and recorded in a number of different recording studios and locations, and it does give it this kind of almost epic scope. It's a long album. It's a 14-track, 65-minute album. Basically a double album by REM standards, and they really do convey this feeling of transience and travel quite well throughout, and it gives you a lot of different sounds to sink your teeth into. The opening track, How the West Was Won and Where It Got Us, which was the last single they released, you may have heard in Michael Moore's Bowling for Columbine. A great, I think it's literally the coolest the band has ever sounded, which is no easy feat for a band at this point in their mid to late 30s. Speaking from experience as someone in my early 30s, not cool anymore, but it's just got this effortless beat. Michael Stipe glides across the track. It is a perfect opening salvo for what they're hoping is a new, very fruitful direction for the band. You've got stuff like The Wake Up Bomb, which to me feels like a very almost U2-esque, ironic, glam rock track. You've got New Test Leper, which isn't really for me. It's a little too wordy of a song, but it's Michael Stipe. It's his kind of commentary on the growing trend of, you know, talk shows and like, think like Jerry Springer, Ricky Lake, where it's humiliation in the most personal and horrible moments of people's lives broadcast out to, you know, millions of people. And also the growing trend of the kind of combative on-air news debate cycle. So I think quite a prescient song. You get stuff like Undertow, which is the first real track that gives me that kind of desert vibe to it. And then we reach the first of two tracks we're going to play today, Ebo the Letter. Probably within the top 10 for the band's all-time releases. This is a beautiful track. It is one that ties quite closely to another major loss in Michael Stipe's life, this being the death of River Phoenix. And I think he composes and arranges this beautiful, poetic track where the lyrics are that kind of typical R.E.M. vagueness, but there's a lot that you can look and read into. And what more can you say about the incredible accompanying vocals from Patti Smith? It's just, look guys, you're going to hear it in just a few moments' time. It's an astonishingly great track from a band that is just about to tip over into a less than graceful second half of their careers. Another track I think is worth checking out on this album is also the longest track on New Adventures in Hi-Fi, which is Leave, which has the most kind of aggressive and almost abrasive arrangement to it. It's very electronic. It's got like an air raid siren. It actually sets it up really well for where the band would go with their subsequent albums, although not quite as sonically interesting and abrasive. The other track that we are going to play today is widely regarded as the finest album closer REM ever made, which I'm in full agreement here. Electrolyte, it's actually, I think, one of the best album closers any American band made, certainly in the 1990s. It is just another beautifully arranged and conceived track that, oh man, when they talk about, you know, drive, like floating over Hollywood and being above Mulholland Drive, it really does, with the instrumentality and the lyricism, make you feel like you are looking down on Hollywood at night. Oh man, it's, once again, among some of their finest work, and this is a great end to the apex, the peak of the band's popular support and critical support, because it is going to be on a downward swing from here. It's not all bad, I will say, but it's never as good as it was here. That's the consensus opinion of the fans, and it's certainly one that I echo. This is an album I definitely recommend you check out. Not everything on there is perfect. It's not a no-skip album, but the good stuff on here is among the band's best, and I think you're going to enjoy these next two tracks. So without further ado, here is Ebo the Letter and Electrolyte, both by Athens, Georgia's own REM.
Slowly, sweet. Phone, eat it, drink. out of here.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through this summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mack, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Oh, hey, Boomer, radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa. Okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon. CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
in this heart of mine. Signs.
know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Yo, your spirit is draping me, never escaping me. I'm happy that I had you in my grasp.
にリラックシー気楽にリラックシー気楽にリラックシー気楽にリラックシーならば今日忘れろ。それでもダメなら鳴らすナースコールとかっと流し込めアルコール。いや、これから起こることなんて予想不可。考えたって将来相当深い。なんで俺だけ出会う散々な目降ってるザーザー雨泥だらけで見た目は貧相。それでもいいさ、人生はシーソー。いずれ良くなるわ少しの進歩。空に掲げろでかいピースフォーピースインデイBaby like I just don't care. Peace in the day. Baby like I just don't care.
そう少し硬くなりすぎ。人生なんてスポーツプラスディスティニー。あとはピクニック。フェレレッフェレレッ。つまりテレビやフェイクに騙されない。テクニック。つけてけばそう太くなる腕っぷし。MC がなるプラスのエネルギー。あとは気楽にリラックし。上向きになればそうなれる NEXT レベル2。そして挑む狭き門に目指すもん。ワン&オンリー。後ろ見もせず飛び立つといつか来るそう。遠いチャンスを逃すと見えなくなる予定以来。そんなの予定が予定ない。レディゴー、レディゴー、レディゴー。チャンス掴むため共に上行こう。都合よく行こう。都合よく生きようよと生きよう。よ、強く生きよう。気楽に、
リラックし。
気楽に、
リラックし。
気楽に、
リラックし。
気楽に、
リラックし。
都合よく行こう。都合よく生きようよと生きよう。よ、強く生きよう。
行くぞ、next stage。
next page。
行くぞ、next stage。
next page。
たまには出す粋なタスケープね。またすげえすげえとつなぐタスキ。目の前のその壁越えれば消える苦い加工や影。よ、この時代なら何しようったって可能だ全部。要はこの気持ち一つだけ。それがきっとなる明日への課題。辿るな下降線。
行く道は到底厳しいだろうぜ。画像でルカで決まる裏表。恥じらうことなく頼るのも一つの手。固く閉ざした蓋を取れ。じっとして一人耐えずに。たまには聞く邪魔あるやがレスピー。時の流れはハイスピー。だが行くらしさだけ忘れずに。
気持ちよく投げれば冒頭だってナイスピー。気が乗ればある製法だって買い付き。人が少なくても楽しめたパーティー。冒頭から盛り上がった毎月。そう、初めは触りたくもない。知らない人同士も互いにくっつき合い。喜びも2倍バイバイ。そう近寄れば、これが楽しみの最たるがぐるりサイタル。
都合よく行こう。都合よく生きようよと生きよう。よ、強く生きよう。
気楽に
リラックし。
気楽に
リラックし。
気楽に
リラックし。
気楽に
リラックし。
都合よく行こう。
都合よく生きようよと生きよう。よ、強く生きよう。
行くぞ next stage。
next page。
行くぞ next stage。
next page。 一日一歩、三日で三歩、keep on。
プッシュアップ、プッシュアップ。
一日一歩、三日で三歩、ライトオン。
乗っかれ、乗っかれ。
肩抜き足崩して
Do you understand me?
肩の力抜き足崩して
Do you understand me?
肩の力抜き
Tell them we're not afraid of bad luck. Criminal and crooks. What a song boy,
check our cheers, we are good in any function. Driving through junction. Me and me charge it for life. Real blood or real something. Some will become king. And some are just Cinderella looking for a slipper and a pumpkin. Me not in any gun thing. But you have to understand, man, I done me
tell them to dance back again. Done chilling out, we ain't know how to act again. No Percocet, one shot and an aspirin. You ain't know me then, remember that when you ask again. IBC, the Marauders and Vikings, them. This ain't the gram, real life they like again. You want to rush, why you on the mic again? Never beg handshakes, I win a beg, no friend. Ask Benny D, open shell on a hype again. When I send Tret on text, when I type again. Get green early, my bank not ripe again. Yeah, because they seeing they type again. Beg you say something, it was sent for the sniper them. When the song bangs, all you see is the light of them. We just make money, road boy, we not fight again. Trust me, it's love, but the waist man tight again. Where's you? Trust me. They still slandering. I don't want no forced love or flattering. If it don't make money, then it ain't mattering. Big up my brother Sean B and Catherine. Then my reload for me, I clack, clack again. Big up the real ones, them though.
We are back, and that one was for the Unks. We got any Unks listening? That was Cardinal Official with Run. Prior to that, we had some J-Hop from Gaggle, G-A-G-L-E. So missing a G for the anglicized version, but that's the closest phonetic pronunciation you're going to get from me. We also had, once again, Unks Stand Up, Unks Get Up. This is for you. Q-Tip with Shaka. Prior to that, we had Vaughn with Ordinary Games, Don Pemberton with Say Something, The Brooks with Pain and Bliss, Nourished by Time with Hell of a Ride. Great track there, made my 2024 best of list, FYI. We also heard music from REM with Evo the Letter and Electrolyte. And folks, we've got time for one more track here today, and it's a little bit more new CanCon for ya. We've got Biba Doobie with Sway, Triple J Like a Version. That's the full unabridged title there for you. That is going to be our final track for today. But as always, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Another edition of the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call, In the Pocket, Out of Sight. Of course, stay tuned for more great locally produced content, including The Charts, coming up after me in just a few short minutes. And of course, Friday, it's always popping. We always got something fun going on here. And if you want more CFRC content, head over to CFRC Power Place. Check out the latest edition of CFRC at the Lang. I'm interviewing quarterback Alex Vraken. First time getting the big guy under center in the hot seat. So it's a pretty great episode, folks. I think you're going to enjoy that immensely. And hey, within a month's time, we're going to be starting the 2025 football season, and of course we will be there live for every single game. I've got my attendance at all the road games sorted out as well, which always gives me the best quality atmosphere and audio. So I hope you'll enjoy. We have got our partnership with the Grad Club. That's right, the Grad Club presents Gales Game Day on CFRC. And we've also got some tremendous local buy-in from businesses like Old Farm Fine Foods and our friends at the Queens Alumni Review. All that and so much more. These are all the businesses and team members that make our broadcasts for the football games possible. So a big shout out to them as well. Okay, folks, until next week, be safe, be well, and be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC goodness. Coming up now, we have got Biba Doobie with Sway, Triple J, Like a Virgin. There you go. That's the entire title once more. You can probably just search Biba Doobie Sway and find what you're looking for if you don't want to say 200 to 300 extra characters.
Go away. I should be much too smart for this. You know it gets the better of me sometimes. When you and I collide, I fall into an ocean of you. Pull me out in time, don't let me drown. Let me down. Say it's all because of you.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Thinking about upgrading your water heater? There's never been a better time. Right now, Utilities Kingston is offering free standard installation on all new water heater rentals. That's right, no installation fees on most installations, just reliable hot water and peace of mind. You'll get expert advice from local service advisors who understand your needs, and if there's an issue, their technicians are nearby and ready to help with most calls handled within 24 hours. Plus, your rental is conveniently included on your monthly utility bill. One less thing to think about. Rent local, install free. Visit rent.utilitieskingston.com to get started. Hi, I'm DJ Squared, and